Welcome to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly community affairs update. To keep you connected to our mission of advancing equity through empowerment of children, adults, and families of Russell and other West Louisville neighborhoods. Spend the next hour tuned in right here. Get the latest news of family services, community opportunities, businesses, and economic development, and much more. Hear from our leaders and special guests. Call in to be a part of this history-making broadcast. Join LCCC's movement to create vibrant neighborhood conditions for children, for adults, and businesses to thrive socially, academically, artistically, and economically. This is the next episode of Russell on the Move with your host, Kevin Fields. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Russell on the Move. This is Kevin Fields, President and CEO of LCCC, and excited to be here again in the Stella Award-nominated studio of WLLV, bringing you yet another episode of Russell on the Move. We had a great show last week. Reverend Dr. F. Bruce Williams was present with us and blessed us with words of wisdom. And, you know, if in case you missed that show, we've started a new tradition beginning with his show. You can go out to our website, lccnews.org. That's L and three C's, N-E-W-S.org. And you can find a blog post that highlights the discussion, the words of wisdom that Reverend Pastor brought us last week. And also, you can listen to the entire podcast. So go out there to www.lccnews.org, find that show last week, and learn a lot more about what's happening at LCCC. I do want to start our show today on somewhat of a somber note. We've got an exciting show, but before we get into the show and introduce our very special guest, last week when Dr. Williams was here, we did a lot of celebrating of one individual, Sister Nayshan Trabue, not knowing at that time that she was experiencing a tragedy in her family. So we want to ask our listeners to certainly pray for Sister Nayshan Trabue, Brother Carlos Trabue, as they mourn the passing of their son. He is being funeralized tomorrow at Bates Memorial. Visitation begins at 11 a.m. And it's such a senseless tragedy that the family is having to experience, all while they were trying to enjoy a restful vacation, a well-deserved vacation, because Sister and Brother both worked very, very hard to improve conditions in our community. And if anybody doesn't deserve this, Nayshan does not deserve this. But we want to pray for her, pray with her, and lift her up as she goes through this season of grief. And please do that. Please do that and support the family in any way you can. Now I want to transition into a very special guest who's here today. You've heard us talk about them every week since the grand opening of Black Coffee, but we're blessed today to have the owners in the studio, Sister Ronyell, Brother Kevin Smith. Good morning. Morning, Ronyell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. They're here. I just want y'all to know they're here. And I look at Vince over there. Vince wanting to know where is his warm cinnamon roll and coffee. But I told you, Vince, just you got to go get it now, bro. You know, Brother Herbert and I enjoy promoting the show at the end of our broadcast each week. We say, meet us at the Black Coffee at the end. And Herbert, you going to roll today?
Yes, sir. Best coffee in town.
All right. So let's just get into it. I'm excited to have both you guys here. It's a blessing to have you here. I know how hard you work. I know how hard it is for an entrepreneur, a business owner, to take an hour out of a busy schedule because, you know, it's a 24/7 commitment to keep that business going. But I'd like to start the show, Ronyell and Kevin, with having you both just introduce yourself. Just give a little bit of background. Let our listening audience know who you are, where you're from, and then talk about where you are today.
Good morning. My name is Ronyell Smith, and I am a lifelong Louisvillian, and I am a project manager by trade. I wear many hats, so I'm also a real estate agent and a wife and a mother, several things. But most recently, I am now a barista, a janitor. I'm all the things, a plumber at Black Coffee that me and my husband now own and run.
Wow, wow. Everything from soup to nuts, right?
Everything.
From A to Z. I understand. Brother Kevin?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'm born and raised here in Louisville, Kentucky. Graduate Western High School. Graduate of Kentucky State University.
All right, KSU, Thoroughbreds.
Also retired from Louisville Metro Police Department. And at this point in my life, I'm here to help my beautiful wife and taking care of business at Black Coffee.
Well, you guys have done and will continue to bless us as a community with your hard work, with your business. And I'd like to just have our audience know, you know, how did it happen? How did this thing come together called Black Coffee? I know both of you, Ronyell, as a project manager, did not start out as a barista as you are now. Mm-hmm. Kevin, you as a law enforcement officer, you know, now you're the chief maitre d' at Black Coffee. Well, and so how did it come together?
Well, so during the COVID lockdown, you know, like everyone else, I was journaling and writing out plans and planning my escape route from my corporate job, and just was, you know, it was just a perfect storm, which led me to talk to the right people who connected me to the right people, because Black Coffee is just nothing that I could have done on my own. And I tell people that Black Coffee is God's coffee shop.
Amen.
Because the way that things came together, just it could not have been anything but God. So, again, planning my escape from the corporate job that I had, I was trying to start my own consulting business. And just the lack of places west of 9th Street to go and have a cup of coffee, take a meeting, have a sandwich, something other than a hamburger, you know, and use the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
That is what I was looking for. And me being a project manager, I fix problems. So give me some money and a problem, and I'll come up with a solution.
Amen.
But I didn't have any money. So that's why I say this is Guy's Coffee Shop. And that's really how it came about. I created what I needed as a entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Mm-hmm. So can you unpack a little bit more about your corporate experience? You said you come out of a corporate background. What work did you do?
So everything that I've done in my career has really led me to this point. So I spent about 13 years working for Louisville Metro Public Health and Wellness, and learned a lot about public health principles and how to run a mass inoculation clinic. This was 20 years before anyone knew that we would need COVID vaccinations. So it was that training that led me to lead the initiative in West Louisville,
mm-hmm.
which put me right in the company of the people that I needed to talk to about Black Coffee. Mm-hmm. After I left the health department, I worked for UofL Health, mm-hmm. and I was managing their government compliance programs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a job that I did not enjoy. Unfortunately, it was a great job, but I didn't enjoy it because I'm a community person. I love being in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just started trying to figure out how to get back to the community and how to give back to the community. And that's kind of what led me here.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, and in a minute, I'm I find it fascinating that every week when we have these shows and we have a special guest like you guys today, and we get here those testimonies, I'm always connecting the dots, and it never fails that there's a commonality in life experience for all of us. But Kevin, let's hear more about yours, your background. Unpack some of that for us.
Well, I was in love with law enforcement until I was injured on the job. I was shot in the line of duty in 2011, and I loved working on the police department, but I couldn't figure out why God allowed this to happen. But I was still alive.
Praise God.
10 years later, I'm in the same spot where I was patrolling the first division in that area where Black Coffee is. And I'm blessed to have a wife now. We've been married 6, going on 7 years. And all this happened after my shooting.
Wow.
When I didn't know which direction I was going, and he had something for me to do. So at this very location where I policed, helping the community, giving back, now I'm still able to do that without chasing people, but
yeah,
just opening up my heart and giving right there at Black Coffee. That's what I love to do, and that's what he wants me to do, and that's what I'm doing.
Amen. You know, that's a very, very powerful testimony, brother. And I don't know, I hate to pry, but, the listening audience needs to know the story, that the incident, I know as a law enforcement officer, maybe you can speak from that standpoint, because we hear a lot in our community about, the rift between the LMPD and the Black community. And here you are stating to the public here that you loved being a law enforcement officer. That meant something to you until this incident happened. But would you mind elaborating a little bit of what precipitated that scenario?
That event happened 5 days before Christmas. A subject was shooting at another family member near the credit union at 9th and Market. And a lieutenant saw that and radioed it in. We were responding, and by the time I got to another location where we were following the subject, I thought the event was over. I thought he was giving up, and I was reaching in the back to put my vest and put it on. But when he came from behind the truck, he shot me. And I was shot in the windshield, through the windshield. And I was able to get out of my vehicle. And at the same time, the other officers were addressing the threat, and the subject killed itself. But after that, I was unable to go back to work. Didn't know how I was going to still do what I needed to do in life. But with God's help, he blessed me to continue to stay positive, still give back what I was doing when I was on the police department, still helping young people, still helping the elderly and those who were in need. So that's how that came up.
But thank you, because that's a powerful testimony, and certainly a testimony to God's protection and his grace and allowing you to experience but live through that and to take that experience and move beyond it and then continue to impact and the community and the world in a very positive way. So God, God gets the glory for that, for sure. So, and as I listen to you guys, both of you have very interesting backgrounds. And, as entrepreneurs, I know the journey ain't easy. You're out there every day. And, one thing I got to give, as I was listening to Ron Yale talk about her background, and I too worked for the health department back in the day, as they say, and it was actually, I think, 1986, 87, or maybe in 85, 86. I was only there for about a year. I was an engineer. I worked at the environmental health as an engineer, and it led me to my career at the Housing Authority. So, yeah, 400 East Gray Street was my stop for a while. Is that the same for you?
It is. One of my last jobs at the health department was managing the Healthy Start program. And so toward the end of my stay there, I was working at a Bridges of Hope neighborhood place on Algonquin.
Wow. Oh, Bridges of Hope.
Bridges of Hope, yeah.
See, that's another connection point. You would not believe that I actually developed that facility during my era at the Housing Authority. That's an old story. That's an old show, but I won't get into that because I want this to be about you guys. But I do want to give one other little factoid about 12th and Jefferson. You know, the location of Black Coffee, was it 1219 West Jefferson. That corner in my life, and that's why I look forward to going over there every week, that corner, 12th and Jefferson on the Beach Terrace side, because I grew up in Beach Terrace and going back early to the 60s, but that corner, when I was a kid, that very corner, 12th and Jefferson, at the age of about 7 or 8 years old, I used to meet the newspaper truck, and they would drop off bundles of newspapers for boys like me to spread around the community. So that became what we called our hustle, you know, our first little hustle, picking up newspapers right there on the corner of 12th and Jefferson and delivering them door to door. Back in those days, they didn't deliver door to door. They depended on the people in the neighborhoods to do that. So boys like us had what we call paper routes. See, that probably predated you guys. We had a paper route, and we would divide it up. We would divide up the bundles, and, you know, I would take a set of buildings. Somebody else would take another set of buildings, and we'd go door to door, and we end up with about $1.50 by the time it's over. But that was a hustle back in the day. So I love that corner. I have a lot of history in that corner.
As do I. So being there at 1219 West Jefferson is really a full circle moment for me because, as I stated, when I was managing the Healthy Start program, Dr. Ferguson has had the Molo Festival for many years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, so Healthy Start, the initiative, is to reduce infant mortality in West Louisville in high-risk areas. So to kick off the Molo Festival, Healthy Start would go down and set up tables, and we would grill hot dogs and pass out Pampers and sign up the families for Healthy Start, and we would work with Sean Gardner and 2NOT1 to get the fathers involved. Mm-hmm. So in that very spot where Black Coffee is today, I stood there, you know, 20 years ago signing up parents and engaging families. So, again, I've always been all about community. Yes.
See, that's how God works. You know, he has a plan for all of us. And he starts to fertilize his plan early.
Early, yeah.
He really does.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more. We want to promote Black Coffee, you know, and as an entrepreneur, we know how difficult it is. And as a leader in the Russell neighborhood, you know, heading up LCCC, and by the way, we've been in the Russell neighborhood for 75 years. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but our mission has been steeped in addressing poverty. We are located in the deepest pocket of poverty in all of Jefferson County. But people like you and I and others are convinced that there is a transformational moment, that we can change the conditions, and it's happening. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about that, you know, the trials and the tribulations, the opportunities and the challenges, you know, the quest to overcome. I know it ain't easy, but how do you see that? How do you see that from your vantage point?
So, as you stated earlier, being an entrepreneur is not for the weak at heart. But, you know, what gives us inspiration and keeps us going is the fact that, you know, people come through the door and they are just so thankful and grateful to have something like Black Coffee in their neighborhood. And, you know, we thrive off of the fact that, you know, that Black Coffee is there for community building and capacity building and just the customers that come in and the meetings that are had and the conversations and, you know, the plans that are made. Just the whole, it's a blessing and it's an anointed space. So that's why I said this is God's coffee shop, because it's doing all of the things that was put into the business plan for it to do, which is be, you know, something positive and to have, you know, lasting effects on the community. And, you know, that's exactly what happens at Black Coffee.
That is great. Kevin, would you add to that?
Yes. Every morning when I try to greet everyone that comes in the door, just to let them know that you're welcome, but just to see the connections, the bridge building, the resources, the contacts that are building and growing inside of Black Coffee to start their business or to better the community, it's a beautiful thing to see. And to see it every day in our area in the West End, that's nothing but love. And you can see that's God working, not in Black Coffee, but through the community. They can come in and take that back out. I tell them, we won't get rich having a coffee shop, but we will enrich the community. Amen. And you see that constantly, daily, and it's a beautiful thing.
Amen. Well, you might get rich when you start franchising this thing out. Don't give up on the getting rich part.
Well, we pray. Yeah. We pray every day.
We start franchising this thing out. Herbert, I'm going to pitch it to you. You said it was the best coffee in town. I know you got some things to talk about.
Best coffee in town. And bottom line is to both of you guys, Kevin and Renata, I got a, you know, marketing background. And I will say one thing to you, that your promise with the brand, just it's over and over, day by day. You know, be consistent with what you're doing, and your brand is your promise, and you do it over and over and over. Like the Bible says, you know, God rehearses over and over and over. So, you know, continue to keep, you know, at focus, and, you know, we will be successful. It's very successful business, and no doubt about it.
Yeah, you're saying a lot when you talk about the brand, because I'm going to confess, I went from Starbucks. I kicked them to the curb a while ago.
Amen.
And then I went to Heine Brothers. I'm still kind of dabbling over that way. But and the only reason why is because if I had a black coffee all over town, you know. So I say, you know, that brand piece says a lot. You know, your brand is bigger than your product.
Yes.
Because your product, you know, can be multiplied. Your brand can multiply your product distribution, you know, exponentially. And so, and there is a group that we have worked with, I won't call the name right off, that specializes in franchise development. I don't know if you've met young lady named Amanda. Anyways, I can help you make that connection. But I think that's the next frontier, part of your next frontier. But also, I'm going to come back to a previous conversation, Ronya, that I've had with you, where you were sharing your vision for where this goes. You have your own vision. I heard you talk about your business plan that includes your vision and direction and how you're going to grow this thing. So talk about the aspiration and the vision, how you see moving forward.
Yeah, so definitely would like to be able, I don't want to have a bunch of black coffees that I personally run, but I would love to have it licensed and franchised out, and would love to see black coffees all across the United States. That would be awesome. But just locally, you know, job development, it's really hard to find black baristas. And you know, being a barista is a whole thing now. It's a whole career. And they have conferences. And just to develop that skill set and teach black, you know, young youth how to, you know, be a barista. So that's one of the goals. So just, you know, having something down in the West End that would be like a barista institute, a culinary arts training, training grounds, is really the direction that I would like to go in. You know, again, coffee's the vehicle, but it's always been about community development and people development and things of that nature.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Kevin, what do you want to add?
We also, I will say that we encourage our employees. They may want to go in this business down the line, and teaching them how to run the operation and encouraging them to be great as well.
Yes. But folks, if you're listening, and if you're listening, you hear this message, and if you hear this message, we want you to dial in, because we're going to open the lines up here at LLV. The number is 502-571-1240. You have an opportunity to learn from the owners, the founders and the owners of the Black Coffee, which, as I say, is the fastest growing business in West Louisville. We patronize it frequently, and we want to encourage everybody that hasn't done so already to catch up and get on board. As Brother Kevin mentioned, you know, he welcomes everybody with a hearty welcome back to Black Coffee. Right. And that's very heartwarming when you come in there, because you know you're welcome from the moment you open the door. And the vibe is always Amen. Great. It's a lot of business networking that goes on. Yes. You guys are probably don't realize the incubation power of your business. You're incubating a lot of other entrepreneurs. When you say, have you seen that? Can you give any testimonies on things that have happened that may not have would happen had it not been for the Black Coffee?
Hmm.
I mean, people, which one do you start from?
Yeah.
Well, let me just go back and say that I've been told that Black Coffee is the Black Cheers. So,
the
Kevin
Black
does
Cheers.
Yeah, the Black Cheers. You know how when Norm comes in, everybody's like, Norm.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kevin, he welcomes all the customers back and knows them by name, and my baristas know what their food and beverage preferences are. But as far as the development that takes place, I mean, there are conferences that have
yes.
been planned there, and community events that have been planned there and taken place there. You know, we just had a Minority Mental Health Month event there about 2 weeks ago, and we continue to house different community building events.
Hmm.
But, you know, just the buzz that's in the air, mm-hmm. it's obvious that connections are being made. I see a lot of planning, you know. I see a lot of working and networking going on.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's rare that someone comes into Black Coffee and they sit and no one engages them. And I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about other customers, because everybody just kind of knows everybody and co-mingles. And, you know, we encourage people to come in and sit and stay a while and use the internet. You know, most coffee shops want you to come in and get your stuff and move on so they can get to the next customer. We encourage our customers to come in, take a seat, stay with us a while. You know, we've been so busy before, we've had to pull out tables.
Mm-hmm.
And God is good. Like,
yes.
That's what we want. So just to bring the community get together in a positive way for the purpose of building community.
Wow.
Rebuilding community.
Rebuilding, exactly right. But I love that focus on building community. Connecting people and just having that spirit of community there, it's so powerful.
It's important. It's like getting back to the village, and that's what we don't have anymore, is the village.
Exactly. Well, and I would say this, it's on the comeback. It is on the comeback. I think the spirit is there, and we've been fractured as a community. You guys are in the midst, and you know this, of a neighborhood revitalization project,
mm-hmm.
you know, that started a number of years ago with the Beach Terrace Choice Neighborhood Initiative. And, you know, Beecher's not fully built back yet, but the next phase of construction is underway. Mm-hmm. There's a Porter plan that's coming. And so I would say this, surviving this, and that's part of the struggle and the challenge for any business, is surviving the first few years,
mm-hmm.
just getting over that hump. And I'm just thankful that whenever I come in your business, you got customers. That's the key. You got to have customers.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, I want to ask you this, because as you welcome people, what is your message to the community? How do you, man, a lot of people who are listening to this show may not have ever been there. How do you get them there? Sell it. How do you get them there?
Welcome to Black Coffee. Welcome back to Black Coffee. Our hours are from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we're here from 10 to 2. If we can ever meet your needs in providing coffee for your company, your meetings, let us know. You're welcome to come inside. We have free Wi-Fi. Just come on in and just do your work. And if you need us, we're here for you. So we want to keep that vibe. And then when you come back, you're a regular. You're a regular. That's one of my regulars here. Yes. And I try to do that every time. If I don't recognize you, I'm coming to you. If I don't see you across the room, just to let you know that you're welcome. We welcome you to Black Coffee.
And give that location again. And if you don't mind, if you have a phone number, a website, anything you want to share to help our community connect.
Yeah, so we're located at 1219 West Jefferson. That is Suite 102. We are right next door to Park Federal Credit Union. We are located in the Molo Village, and I was just going to say, excuse me, it's not the Molo Village, it's the Village at West Jefferson, and I would just definitely be remiss if I didn't say nothing about the amazing Reverend Dr. James Etta Ferguson.
Amen. I was going there next. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, so that is her brainchild, and that building is just on fertile and blessed ground. Yes. And, I mean, she's just been amazing, and her vision and where she continues to go, she's been, you know, critical in the revitalization of the Russell area, and she is a strong Russell supporter.
And she's a product of the neighborhood, too.
She is.
And so her journey started many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and she's still there. But we're going to come back to that. We're going to take a short break. Guys, I want to thank you for this conversation. We're going to continue the conversation, and we want our listening audience to jump in and be a part of this discussion, history being made here in this community. Black entrepreneurship is at an all-time high, and we have a business that's demonstrating that in a very special way with the team at Black Coffee. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
The third annual African American Golf Expo and Forum is being held August 19th through the 22nd in Louisville, Kentucky. AAGolfExpo.com for more details.
The African American Golf and Expo Forum is organized by Jim Beatty Golf Ventures and the African American Golfers Digest.
Dedicated to golf instruction, merchandise, history, education, and jobs for everyone. Day one.
The Shawnee Golf Course has its first tee program. Youth golfers, adaptive golfers. There will also be a kid marketplace.
Day two.
Come to the Oxmoor Country Club for the Jim Beatty Invitational and participate in the 3 holes-in-1 contest, longest drive, and CTP contest. There'll be a cigar experience and unique hole activation.
Then get over to the Gold House for days 3 and 4.
Because there'll be education forums, an exhibition hall, marketplace, a fashion show, a movie premiere, career fair, and a health fair.
Sponsored by Golf Digest, Golf Pride, Invited Clubs, Heaven Hill Brands, Louisville Tour. EbonyGreens.com, EbonyGreensTM.
Hey everyone, this is Kiera Tree Harbin, LCCC's Youth Education and Fine Arts Coordinator. I want all school-age youth, parents, and caregivers to know about enrollment opportunities at our center. The arts are alive at LCCC, and we are excited to invite you to come experience our Kids Arts Academy, Teen Leadership Council, and many other positive developmental experiences for our youth. Through community partnerships, our spring and summer programs are packed with lots of fun, learning, and leadership opportunities for young people. We'll have visual arts, music, dance, drama, technology, academic coaching, and an introduction to biotech. But I won't give it all away. These are just a few of activities offered by LCCC's Youth Services. If you need something fun and positive for young people to do, contact us today to get enrolled in our program. Visit our website at lcccnews.org or call us at 502-583-8821 for more information. LCCC, leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.
Hello, everybody. This is Destiny Chandler Vista, Community Impact Ambassador at Louisville Central Community Centers. Please tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here at Louisville's Gospel Station, WLLV 101.9, LCCC's weekly community affairs hosted by our CEO, Mr. Kevin Fields. Learn about our mission of advancing equity and hear the latest news on education and economic empowerment opportunities for children and adults in our community. Hear from our special guests and join the conversation by calling in. Don't forget to tune in to our history-making broadcast, Russell on the Move, every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here at Louisville's Gospel Station, WLLV 101.9, or WLLVonline.com.
Welcome back. This is Kevin Fields here in the studio with my friend Herbert Johnson and our special guest, Roniel and Kevin Smith, the owners of the Black Coffee. And we've had a hearty conversation, but community, we want you to jump in on this conversation. So the lines are open, and you can call us here. The number is 502-571-1240, and call in with your questions, with your comments. This is an opportunity to learn. This is an opportunity to share, an opportunity to testify. If you've been to Black Coffee and you've had a great experience, let us know. So give us a call. So, guys, thank you again. This is a good experience to share with you guys. I do want to take a minute before we jump right back into the dialogue. And I'm reminded that this year, 2023, for us at LCCC, is a very special year. It's our 75th anniversary being celebrated this year. And we started this challenge several months ago through the brainchild of none other than Dr. Bill Price, who challenged the community to step up to the challenge and support this mission of advancing equity. And you can support the 75-year challenge by going out to our website, lccnews.org, looking up the donation page, and make your donation. Any increment of $75, $150, you can double it. We had Brother Frank Anderson, one of our loyal listeners. Shout out again to Frank, who dropped a check off, a big check, Frank. And I'm itching, Frank, to tell people how much you gave, but you got to give me permission to do that. So call in if you will. But a big check from Frank Anderson a few weeks ago. And Frank's challenging people, his colleagues, his friends, to step up as well. I do want to thank everybody who has donated. The donations are coming in. But they need to come in at a faster rate. We only got 5 months left in this year, maybe 4 months. We're in the eighth month now. And so we got about almost 5 months left. And we want to meet our goal of raising at least $75,000 through this 75-year challenge. So step up to the challenge. We'll give you a report out on where we are in a few weeks. But step up. If you want to go out to the website, that's great. If you want to stop by like Frank did and drop off a check, we're at 1300 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard. If you want to give us a call to find out more, you can call us at 502-583-8821. So step up to the challenge, guys. We need you, and we know we can count on you. So we're going to continue the conversation with Black Coffee. Roniel, Kevin, thank you both for what you have done and what you continue to do as entrepreneurs that are committed to community building, community revitalization. And, you know, you could have did this mission, this ministry, this business plan anywhere, but you chose to bring it to the Villages at West Jefferson. And a lot of great things going on at the Villages. I do want to say shout out to Sister James Zetta Ferguson, everything that's going on there from AMP to wonderful work that Dave Christopher's mm-hmm. doing. Dave is phenomenal as a leader. He's leading by example, but he's also helping others to be successful in business. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing that he's doing. We know that others are there, I was a customer at Park, and, you know, a lot of Park customers are coming by the Black Coffee. That's probably where you're getting some traffic, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's been individuals that come in, and I would direct them to AMP, young uh-huh. people, mm-hmm. not knowing about the project that AMP has. There are people that need to be directed to Molo Village, Dr. Ferguson, that they did not know was there.
Yeah.
So being able to see that when they come into Black Coffee and hear their stories, I'm able to direct them.
You know, I witnessed that, Kevin. I was over there meeting with Dave a couple of weeks ago, and I saw you bring a young man up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you guys jump right in. What else would you like to share with our listeners about your business?
I want to say this. Right, there was a time during COVID, me and Rania was having dinner at our dinner table. She looked at me and said, we're going to open a coffee shop. And I had my fork in my hand. And we looked at each other like, okay. But first, let's pray about it.
Amen.
Let's put God first and continue to do his work. He'll take care of us so we can do that. And here we are today.
Wow.
I did want to put that in there.
Hey, that's put God first. That's the name of the game, and you can always win when you do that. And you know the ribbon cutting. What's it been, about 6 months now? How many months have we been?
4 months.
The ribbon cutting was on April 27th.
Okay, 3 months. So about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's talk. Let's have a business conversation, right? How's business? It's all about the numbers. How's business?
Business is great. Business is great. I'm thankful for the community because they have supported us. And again, our connections with other businesses, they rent our space. They call us for catering. So that has been great because, you know, just selling coffee is not enough to sustain that space. But, you know, our facility can be rented. And of course, like I said, we do catering. So if anybody needs any the facility to rent or any food catered, they can reach out at info@blackcoffee.com or www.blackcoffee.com. There is a form on our website that you can fill out. And our phone number is 502-290-3729. And as Kevin stated before, we are there Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then on Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Awesome. Awesome.
Also, we do not put anybody out. If you are in a meeting and the doors are locked, you are more than welcome to complete whatever you're completing. We do not put anybody out.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting their stuff together when we're locking doors. No, continue your meeting. This is your meeting. This is here. We're here for you.
That's great. That is so great. So it sounds like you have multiple lines of business. The retail exchange
mm-hmm.
is one as a coffee shop. You've got a great team of baristas there that are serving up coffee. And talk about your menu. What's on your menu?
What's on the menu? So, the coffee, we sell coffee from Africa. So our tagline is where coffee, culture, and business meet. So our coffee comes from Yirgacheffe, Ethiopia. It is roasted locally. Shout out to Leo Fonte at Fonte's Coffee Shop. He's been amazing and has mentored and coached me the whole way through. So we have some signature drinks, the Black Boy Joy and the Coleman Love Smoothie. Again, you know, like we talked about earlier, we empower our baristas and our chefs to be creative and give them the autonomy to make some changes and suggestions and implement those things to our menu. So with that said, we have a full breakfast menu that includes some amazing French toast. We have omelets made to order, breakfast platters, our chicken salad is a hit. We just added a crispy and a grilled chicken salad and sandwich to the menu. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the varieties of sandwiches. We have gluten-free options, working on a vegan option. So we try to accommodate our customers. And, you know, I tell people when they're asking, well, can I do this or can I do that? And I'm like, yeah, you can, because we're kind of like Burger King. You can have it your way.
Hey, man.
So no, as long as we
have
it.
It's more than a coffee shop. You got a deli. You got a full restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
No, so we do have a caller on the line. Caller, I want to welcome you to Russell on the Move. Thank you for calling. Give us your name, question, or comment.
Hello, Kevin. This is Gary Smith.
Hey, Brother Gary.
Hey there.
How you
is
doing?
Is that family?
Kevin, you...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my family. That's my family there, Kevin and Raniel. I tell you, we want to congratulate them and to let them know that we're behind them and that the future looks bright.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother
thank
Gary,
you.
Thank you for calling. So you listening to the whole show?
Yes, Brother Kevin, I used to work with you at Metro Parks. Gary.
Brother Gary. And it's your brother over here?
That's my nephew.
It's your nephew. Yeah. Man, yeah. Gary, I recognize who you are. Cronin Court, I know who you are.
Yeah, Cronin Court, that's
yeah,
us.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you a question, Gary. That's why I asked you, had you listened to the whole show, because I wanted to know, what did you learn today that you did not already know about your family?
That they're determined. They're putting in long hours, man.
Yes.
And they are dedicated, and Rania, man, she's special. She really, she really is.
No.
We really is. And I tell you, man, you haven't seen the last of her. This woman may be mayor one day of this city.
Amen. Amen to that. All right. Gary, it's great to hear from you.
Thank
great
you.
To hear
great
from,
hearing
you.
From you.
Yeah. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, Carrie's right. We networked a lot. And back in the day, during my housing authority days, his Metro Parks days, we networked a lot, made a lot of good stuff happen. But it's great to know. Small
yes,
world, small world.
Did I get a chance to tell you, we're members of Baptist Pentecostal Church.
Okay.
Where my pastor is Bishop Jones.
Bishop Walter Jones. One of my dearest friends.
And we have a lot of support from there as well.
Well, let me say shout out to Bishop, because he has already stepped up to the challenge. And he made a substantial donation. And I just want to thank
Amen.
Him. We do have another call on the line. Caller, welcome to Russell on the Move. Give us your name, question, or comment.
Yes, hi. My name is Jesse Smith. And I just like to say that I'm proud of Black Coffee and Ron Yale and Kevin Smith. They have been a staple in the community, and their ideas and their vision for the community is beautiful. And I see it for the Russell neighborhood. I'm a family member also.
Yes, sir, Brother Jesse. I thought you were.
And being entrepreneurs in the Russell neighborhood is not new to our family. Our grandmother used to own a store, yeah. Saunders 5 and 10,
right.
Over on 19th or so of them. I think it's Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it Walnut Street, I think.
Right. Yeah.
At the corner.
On the corner.
Right on the corner?
Yes.
Down the block from where Jay's is.
Yes, sir.
Used to sell cookies.
Yes, sir. On the corner.
We used to leave school and go down there and get them cookies. I remember that.
Yeah.
This is my neighborhood y'all talking about. I'm raised there. I remember that store right there on the corner, 19th and Walnut.
Yes, sir. So to see them doing this in the community and with the other things that they bring as far as trying to teach other people and help people to come up and to be more than they are and to offer their support, it's a beautiful thing, and that they have God in their life, and not to mention they Smiths.
Yeah. I hear you.
I love the Smiths.
Hey, amen. I hear you, brother. Ain't nothing like family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you too, Mr. Fields. Thank you too so much.
Thank you, Brother Jesse, for that acknowledgement and for that call. We really appreciate that. This is a family reunion going on.
Amen.
Smith family reunion. We got another caller from the Smith family. Come on in. This is the time. You know, the number here is 571-1240. So, Herbert, you're sitting over there looking good. I don't see you, but I know you are.
Yes,
there
sir,
you are.
I'm here. It's been a great day of inspiration, you know. So I kind of want to say to Ron Yell and Kevin both that God doesn't give you, don't give you the people in your life that you want, but the people that you need, right?
Amen.
And you guys are just really taking that ball and running with it. So, you know, God bless you and continue to, you know, doing that Black Coffee, right? I love the way you spell Black Coffee. So what brought that about? The B-L-A-K instead of C-K, and then coffee with a K.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that, Ronyell.
So our tagline is where coffee culture and business meet, and so we're heavy on the culture. And so I just wanted to have a spelling that looked a little more authentic to the culture. And if you look up Black in the dictionary, it has some alternative spellings. And I was like, that's nice. So
right.
That's kind of how I decided upon having Black spelled the way it's spelled and coffee spelled the way that it's spelled. Kind of taken after the African dialect because, you know, again, heavy on the culture.
Okay, great, great. Well, again, your brand is going to be out there in this community and across the country pretty soon, so keep it up, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
And that spelling, for everything that Ronyo said, it does make for a great brand and authentic brand, and it makes your coffee even taste a little special, like you say.
Amen.
You know, when I've gotten to where I order your coffee, order it black,
mm-hmm.
and it is good coffee.
It is.
Yeah. It is good coffee. So any coffee connoisseurs, I can tell you the best coffee in town is at 1219 West Jefferson Black Thank Coffee. You.
Yes, our coffee actually is made. We have our own special blend of Ethiopian coffee for black coffee, and we do retail that coffee. But Ethiopian, of course, you know, Ethiopia is the birthplace of coffee. So the beans there are special, and they are non-acidic and have bergamot tones and blueberry notes. So it is a very smooth coffee, and we're proud of our coffee. And we're thankful, again, for Leo Fonte taking the time to get us a special blend together for black coffee.
Yes.
That's great. Let me ask you a question about, you said blend, right? So my experience with a coffee bean, is the coffee bean brown or green? What is the initial coffee?
So it comes in green, and after the roasting process, that is where you get the pigment from. And, you know, I had been drinking coffee wrong all my life. A lot of people think that the darker roast or, you know, those type of beans have more caffeine, but it's actually the opposite, because during the roasting process, the caffeine is roasted out. So it has less caffeine in it than a lighter bean. And the Ethiopian beans are light beans, and right. They're smaller beans.
So in essence, there's healthier beans, right? It's better for you.
Well, everything at Black Coffee is better for you.
Amen.
I want to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The words of a marketing entrepreneur. Brother Vince had a question about breakfast. What about your breakfast?
Breakfast. We serve breakfast all day long. And I will say that we have two very special people in our kitchen. One is a trained culinary chef.
Yes.
And the other is just like grandmama's kitchen right. trained, and so we are cooking fresh from scratch. We're not opening boxes and turning cans. They're cooking in there. So yeah, our food is delicious.
And I will say, if you can get there before 3, we close at 4, we shut the kitchen down, but we still try to make the order for you. But if you want to a big breakfast or something like that, let us know early so we can take care of you.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. We've learned a lot
thank
about you.
You
guys as entrepreneurs, as leaders. Kevin, I never knew you was a police officer. I know how to, I got to, you know, I can't let the thug show, thug in me show around you. But anyways, I'm glad to know that retired police officer, now entrepreneur, working with his wife. That's a great story. And Ronyo, as a business leader, as a corporate leader, taking your skills from corporate Louisville to the community and transforming that community along the way. That's a wonderful mission, wonderful ministry you're serving. And I love your vision for creating this barista institute mm-hmm. where you can train and produce more baristas. I know we need them, right?
Yes.
We do.
Yes. So I'll give you guys an opportunity for closing remarks, any closing comments. Again, I just want to thank you for being here.
Well, we want to thank you for the invite. Above all, we want to thank God. And there's so many people who have helped us along the way. Dr. Ferguson, Janetta Roberts, Dave Christopher, Mayor Fisher, former Mayor Greg Fisher. So many people have really been very, you know, just key in this whole thing. And so we're thankful for all of those people. And we are absolutely thankful for all of our customers. Like there would be no Black Coffee without them.
Right.
And our employees, they are amazing. And so we're thankful. It's not us. It is not us. So thank you.
And I just want to ask for everybody's prayers that we continue to do the work that he's called us to do.
Amen. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. We're going to ask our listening audience to meet us at the Black Coffee and hang out. I do have to confess I won't be able to be there today, but Herbert's going to be there. I've got to go out to Rotary. I chair the Rotary's DEI committee meeting, and we meet today at 10:30, so I'll be out that way. But still, listening audience, meet us in spirit. Meet me in spirit at the Black Coffee. We're going to continue that campaign as a part of our closing. I do have a few announcements to make. I do want you to stay tuned to the broadcast. We will be back next week with a great show. We're going to focus next week on our youth services at LCCC. Kiara Troy Harbin, our coordinator of education and fine arts, will be our special guest. She is coming off of a great summer camp experience. We had two summer camps. You're going to hear about what the kids learned in our backpack league in partnership with Evolve 502 and our STEAM camp directed by Brother Troy Bell. And that particular group is going to be featured in a documentary that's going to be premiered at Roots 101 on Sunday, August the 13th. So you'll hear more about that next week when Kiara's here. We do want you to also know that the Purpose Driven Developer Academy is still underway. And we're in week 5 of a 10-week course, and we're gaining great traction. Had a great couple of speakers this week with Matthew Harrell from APK and Donovan Taylor from the Plan Room. I sat through that and watched both of those individuals perform, and it's very inspiring to the cadets of the Purpose Driven Developer Academy. We've got 13 in that cohort, and they're going to be graduating here in a few weeks. We want to celebrate them. But also we want to watch them build houses and build businesses. You know, the Purpose Driven Developer Academy is about transforming real estate from a vacant and abandoned condition to, you know, a vibrant condition. And that's going to be happening. Herbert, you've got some things going on you want to talk about with the BIC. I know you've got some workshops coming up.
SBA's got a couple of workshops coming up, and also PNC Bank has a few workshops. So I would, just ask everybody to go to our website and check out the dates and put it on your calendar, because it's important that everybody shows up. And it's all about people. All I heard today is people and God, and that's the transaction that we need to have.
Amen.
So amen.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, I do want to, again, we open up with asking our community to keep Nation Tribute,
yes,
and her family in your prayers. We want to ask you to do that. We also want to ask you to pray for the children of our community that are about to go back to school.
Amen.
And start a new school year. And I do want to say kudos to our team at LCCC for hosting a great back-to-school bash on last Saturday. Some 200 children and adults were there to receive resources and have a great day of fellowship. We're able to give them a pep talk on the importance of being ready mentally. You can have all the school supplies that can be given to you, but if your mind ain't ready for education, you know, all that's going to go to waste. So we want to encourage our children, and I want to encourage your parents. You know, the parents' role in education is real simple. It's vital. But it's real simple. When your child leaves your presence, they should be filled with your expectation. Your expectation for them to do everything they need to do to be a great student. Let's follow the rules, do the instruction, do the homework. Even if they don't like it, do it. Even if they think the teacher don't like them, do the work. Because this is a public education, it's free education. I reminded the group on Saturday that there are nations on this planet that don't have free education, and we can never forget that. So take advantage of it, and parents, make sure that you have high expectations for your children to achieve. And, you know, my belief is that if they believe in you and you set the expectation, they will make you proud. They will do their best to make you as a parent proud. So we have a great responsibility to make sure our kids are off to a good start for this new school year. But we're going to close on that note, and we're going to be back next week, same time. Until then, be safe, be blessed. God bless you.